new ideas and it was okay to fail. And I had failures, but I also had many successes. So, you know, that afforded me the ability to have things patented. And then that gave me the confidence to keep going.
And speaking of trends, I know that you were a fan of the Oscars this year.
Yes. okay, so Ariana Grande's first dress was just stunning. I mean, the construction and craftsmanship that went into that dress, just, it really took my breath away. But my other favorite dress, which I think is a little divisive, was Zoe Kravitz, her after party dress. Did you see it?
I didn't. What was it? I don't know if I saw it.
You have to look it up. It's a peekaboo in the back.
Oh yeah, I saw it. Yeah, with her butt out. Right.
It was my favorite. It was just like so. It was surprising, and it wasn't trashy. I didn't think it was. I'm sure some people do, but I thought it was beautiful. And hey, she has a beautiful body. Why not show it?
What do you think about Halle Berry's look? I got to play Taboo. Fun fact with me is that I played Taboo with Halle Berry at a friend's house a decade
ago. Really?
Right. Yeah, so Halle Berry is absolutely stunning when you meet her in person. So I can only imagine how she looked in that red carpet with that Schiaparelli dress, correct?
Oh, yeah, and it was, you know, it looked like broken mirrors. I thought it was stunning. You know, it was creative, it was different, but it wasn't overly creative where she didn't look glamorous in Hollywood. I thought it was just really, really beautiful.
And what do you think about Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, Whoopi, you know, she's a statement piece on her own. And the dress that she wore really complemented her personality. And, you know, it was like it had this fabric that had body to it, and it had some metallic luminescent. So I thought it suited her perfectly. It was beautiful.
And speaking of fit, I noticed a lot of people at the Oscars and a lot of the award shows, they had gloves this season.
Yeah.
What are some of the bigger trends that are going on, that's going on with accessories? Do you see?
Well, nails, nail art. Exactly. Well, mine looked terrible. I have one left from Valentine's. But that is the number one accessory that is not going away. You know, the longer, the more decorated, the more glamorous, the better. And I love nail art. I love the self-expression that nail art, you know, allows. So that was my favorite accessory. And it's also, you know, one that has been trending for a while that continues to trend. And then the sheer gloves felt a little more modern and, you know, sexy to see a little skin. So those were the accessories that I thought were, you know, the most compelling, exciting.
And are there any brands or collections that you feel that are on the horizon that we should look out for because of, for any reason, their embellishments, their fit, the construction?
Well, I have a few brands that I love for various reasons. One is Conor Ives. Have you ever heard of Conor Ives? The, you know, upcycling and he's an American living in London, and he has figured out how to kind of commercialize upcycled, you know, garments that we're going to be disposed of, and they're cool and they're commercial and they feel wearable. So his collection resonates with me for many reasons. I think he's very creative. The garments, I think, for the most part, are flattering. And his sustainability message, which, you know, a lot of companies greenwash with sustainability, I actually think that he's doing something about it. There's also a brand called Amanu Studio, which I was on set for a photo shoot for Venus, the company that I work for currently full time. And this model told me about Amanu Studio, and they make very beautiful, minimalistic leather shoes and accessories, sandals, little, you know, mini handbags. And they have this modern, fresh take where they combine what I call noble materials. So gold and silver and rich leathers, really, really beautiful. Who else? Grace Ling. Grace Ling's things, women's, are stunning. She, just when you see her collections, they look so different. They don't look like anything else that I've seen. She combines sheer, you know, almost like this transition in many of her pieces of sheer to opaque, you know, asymmetrical designs. I mean, just beautiful. So those are some of my favorites. And last but not least, I have a monthly meeting with WGSN, which is a global trend service. And yesterday, one of the brands that seems to really be taking over, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it correctly, is Koio, K-O-I-O. It's an Italian shoe brand. And I looked it up. Beautiful, you know, kind of everyday clean sneakers made out of beautiful suedes and, you know, leather, and just really, really modern. And they're growing very rapidly globally. So, yeah.
Are there any color palettes or textures that we should be on the lookout for? I know bamboo was the heavy hitter a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Because of its sustainability. But are there any other color palettes or patterns that we should be on our radar?
Yeah. So, you know, I saw a lot of pastels at the Oscars, and also yellow, like a buttery soft yellow has been trending. Yellow is a hard color to sell at retail, but if you get it right in the right silhouette, you can sell it. But so I'm seeing a lot of pastels. Another thing are like these light silver, almost opalescent colors, like Gayle King's dress was stunning. It was just this really, really special, kind of like the inside of an oyster shell color. So those are some, definite colors that we'll start seeing more in the mass market.
If you were able to look in the mirror and speak to your 10-year-old version of yourself, what would you say or ask?
I would tell her to be confident and really stay focused on what your dreams are. It's exactly what I would tell her. Because, you know, we all have that voice inside of us that can be like imposter syndrome or, you know, am I worthy? And so, you know, I used to always say, well, I'm from a small town, I'm very Southern, you know, give myself all these excuses. But, you know, I would coach her a little bit to get away from that mentality.
Nice. And do you have any projects on the horizon that we should know about, or what's next for you?
Yeah, so I just accepted an advisory role with a biocellulose, you know, lab-grown leather company, which is so cool. And so we have a lot of exciting commercial partnerships coming. Me personally, I am a product lover, and I love coming up with new ideas. So I'm working on an apparel idea that I hope to launch in the next year. So me personally. So I'm very excited about that. And, you know, I hope that it comes to life like I think it will.
How do you come up with these ideas? Because people don't really understand IP. intellectual property and how it works, but patents are very difficult to do. I tried to get one. I tried to get one myself. Owning the trademark is a lot.
Yes, exactly. You know, I think that you have to really learn the technical aspects of what you're doing. We all can have great ideas, but if you know the devil is in the details. If you know the details and you can technically talk the talk and walk the walk, you can challenge, you can go head to head and figure out how to create patentable products.
Yeah, I noticed if you put a stitch here and no stitches there.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God, it's like crazy.
It is.
Is there anything else that we didn't touch on? Are you involved in community services or organizations that you want to shout out? Or do you have any affirmations you want to share with us? Any gems of the day?
Oh my gosh. Any affirmations? You know, I ask myself every day, what is something special I can do for someone today? And giving to others and delighting them is, I know it sounds corny, but it's like one of the best gifts that you can give yourself. So I actually, in my car, I have a little card that says, what's something special you can do for someone today? So, yeah.
So have you done anything special for someone today besides me?
Not yet, but I plan on it.
Well, thank you so much.
Send someone a note, send someone a text, send someone, you know, I sent my best friend a physical birthday card last week. And I'm like, I haven't done that in years. But she called me and she said, oh my God, I got a physical birthday card. It was so lovely.
Now, how did you get this physical birthday card? You were shopping for it? Can we get details?
Actually, I have some kind of stash of cards that clearly I haven't used in years, right? That are in the archive and on my mission of sustainability. I pulled it out of the archive and used it. Yes.
Nice. I haven't seen a physical birthday card. I know they're doing all these digital birthday cards, these PDF cards. I'm like, okay, exactly. It's not the same as opening a birthday card and it pops out with a little tiger or something.
Exactly. Well, when I was reading your bio, I thought it was so cool that you were the jockey underwear guy.
Joe Boxer.
Yes, but when I watched the video, I remembered so clearly. I'm like, oh my God, that was such an iconic, you know, commercial that, you know, lives in people's memories, like, and when you hear it, it takes you back immediately.
Yeah, it does. And it's so iconic that I think every Christmas for the last 20 plus years or something, people keep playing it for Christmas time.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
So it's, still, it's,